Union leaders say the meeting deteriorated into threats and ranting from the president after they called on Mr. Conte to resign. They say the chain-smoking, diabetic, chronically ill president is unfit to remain in office. He has been at the reins of the mineral-rich but increasingly impoverished West African nation since a coup in 1984. They said the meeting ended when the president felt tired and that he refused to shake any hands. Despite the threats, the general strike continues, with most parts of the capital deserted, while security forces chased after unruly youths in a few popular neighborhoods on the outskirts of Conakry. Tires were also set ablaze in interior cities, where looting and destruction of government offices has taken place. On Wednesday, at least, two deaths were reported during similar unrest. Police say the dead included a young boy, but they deny any live ammunition was used.
Les gens commencent à avoir peur. Peut-être les responsables de famille, les mamans, les papas.
Journalist Maseko Kande says many Guineans are afraid now but determined to continue in this strike action, which is longer and more encompassing than other recent ones. But he says so far security forces have been better disciplined than usual. Union leaders have called for marches despite a government ban, but no major rallies have yet to take place. Dustin Sharp from the New York-based group Human Rights Watch says it would be best if this remains the case.
Everyone knows that they're moving into a very dangerous period. The government is terrified of mass demonstrations on the street. But, you know, there have been strikes going back years where, you know, handfuls of people are either injured or gunned down during those strikes. So the threat is not imaginary. The consequences and the possibility of a bloodbath are very real. And I think they know that.
The latest protest action was prompted when Mr. Conte went to a Conakry jail himself to unilaterally free two of his allies jailed as part of a corruption investigation. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站, www.english.com, 欢迎您的光临。